you'd like to open your Bibles, the scripture today comes from where Brian just read, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And I have kind of a little pop quiz to start with. Brian kind of gave you all the answers already, and if you open in your Bible, it's an open book test. But few questions, four to be exact. The first one is, can anyone tell me how God led the Magi to the Christ child? Yes. The star. That is correct. We have a first correct answer. They're going to get a little harder. The next one. According to Scripture, by what animal did the Magi arrive to the Christ child? No, you've already answered one. You can't answer another. Anybody tell me? Yes. No. You've seen camels in Christmas stories. You've seen them on Christmas cards. But according to Scripture, they didn't arrive in any way other than walking. But we get confused sometimes because of what we see. Let's try another one. How many kings came to worship and bring gifts to the Christ child? Who can tell me? Annie got it right. That tech education is paying off again. Why not, Annie? It never says three, and it also never says kings. It says magi. Sometimes we think of them as kings, but magi and kings are somewhat different. And in nowhere in Scripture does it say three. It does say they brought three gifts, but it doesn't necessarily mean it could have been two magi bringing three gifts. It could have been a dozen bringing three gifts. We don't know. Last question. This will be a true or false question, so all of you can participate in this one. True or false? The Magi were among the last to arrive at the stable upon Jesus' birth. True or false? Who thinks true? All right, who thinks false? No. Y'all have seen all the Christmas stories. The shepherds came first, and the angels, who came after the Magi? Who can tell me why they answered false? They didn't go to the stable. If you listen to what Brian was reading, it says they went to a house. And it's very probable that by the time the Magi got there, Jesus was almost 2 years old. We don't know exactly, but those Christmas cards and those nativity scenes confuse us sometimes. So I just thought it would be kind of fun to make sure we had the story right this morning, particularly since that's what we're focusing on. Well, you've heard the scripture being read. I want to focus on that scripture, and I'm going to jump down and we'll actually begin looking around verse 9, but I wanted you to have the whole story there and wanted us to get it correct in our heads. But I had said, with this being the new year, I want us to really be able to think about what it is that God's plan is for us in this coming year and how we embrace that, how we live into that. And I believe this story of the Magi has something to tell us about that today in the way that they conducted themselves. So first of all, if we go back and we look at verse 9 of Matthew chapter 2, it says, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And the first thing that I thought of here is that we need to follow God's lead. I kind of mentioned this last week in the sermon, that message we had then. God led the wise men, or actually led the Magi, through a star. Now, you remember why we said God may have chosen a star for the Magi? They were astrologers. That was what they were paying attention to. That was their language. That was what they knew. So I'm not going to say that God can't use a star. God can use anything he wants to communicate a message to us. But I think God knows us well enough that God communicates to us where we are. We don't have to work at it. We don't have to go out and stand somewhere that we think a star is going to direct us where to go. We simply have to listen and be obedient to God and be willing to hear that message. So my question would be, How is it that you feel God is most likely to communicate to you? And are you open to that? Are you open to receive that? Are you willing to follow where God would lead? So that I think that's the first thing we get from the Magi, is our willingness to follow God's lead. The second one, and this is in verse 11. It says, on coming to the house, there's that thing. It didn't say a thing about a stable. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. In the bulletin, I kind of messed up a little bit. I've got in my outline, give to God, and under give to God is supposed to be sub-things of worship and gifts. Those are the two things we give, all of that listed in verse 11. So we are to give to God, and that's a part of what I believe we're supposed to do in 2017. And we don't just give to God because God needs from us. What possibly could we give God that's going to make a difference? But God asks from us, and the reason God asks from us is because in us giving to God, He's able to bless us. So I hope that we can understand that. So there's two ways of giving. One is in worship. It talked about the Magi came and they worshiped. I invite you to embrace worship in this coming year in a genuine way. We've changed a little bit how we're going to do worship in the coming year. We've changed the time a little bit. We've pulled people back together. And there have been a lot of people who've put thought and prayer into that. And we're trying to seek how God wants us to worship as a community here. And praying God's going to bless that. But it's not just something that we do as a community. We're also to embrace it individually, of what it's like for us to worship. I've told this some in the past at the risk of creating issues. I'm going to share it anyway. When I was in seminary, I was required for a certain number of Sundays, I think it was a certain number of weeks, I had to attend a service other than the service I usually attended. It had to be of something other than the Baptist tradition. So, picking a convenient place, and I lived near the University of Virginia at that point. I actually attended the Catholic Church, I think it's St. Thomas Aquinas, at UVA. And I had to do it, and I had to write a paper about it eventually and share my experiences there. And as I went, it was really difficult the first couple of times this Baptist boy went to a Catholic church. It was just hard. Because I walked in, I see all of this stuff with people doing stuff and I don't know what they're doing, and I go in, and you know, they offended me. I went in and I sat down, and not a single solitary person spoke to me the entire time. From the time I got there until the time I left. Nobody, the priest didn't even come speak to me. And I thought, well, why would anybody come to a place like this? And then about my third time, I began seeing and noticing things differently, because you see, their church is open, and there seems to be things in the church that just focus you towards up. And I began, in the repetition that we had there, I began to take notice of what was happening and what that was about. And in the midst of something that started off as an assignment, I began to understand new things about worship. You see, because one of the things that I wrote and understood more about, that we describe worship in two different ways a lot of times. You have horizontal worship, which is biblical, and we worship with each other, we worship together, we worship as the body of Christ. But there's also vertical worship, where we recognize God Almighty, and there should be a time when we worship that we aren't distracted, that we aren't influenced, that we're just able, it's us and God, and that's it. And you know, up until that point, I don't know that I had ever really, truly experienced that type of worship. And I did. And so, you know,
that 6 weeks that I spent there changed my understanding of what not only worship can be, but what I think worship should be. So, I'm not asking you to attend some other place for 6 weeks. If you want to do that and God leads you, that's fine. But I'm inviting you to be open to what God desires for worship to be in your life as you recognize who God is in this coming year in your life. That's something that you can give to God. It's not simply something we come here and we participate in. Worship is a gift to God. God is the audience. Well, I spent a lot of time on that. My next thing would be that we're to give our gifts to God. God has blessed each one of us with gifts, and there are many different kinds of gifts. And if you don't know what yours is, I want you to ask somebody before you leave here, and I bet they can tell you 3 gifts you have. And we're supposed to use those. And a lot of times we'll talk about it, and we get it at Christmas time, that it's Jesus' birthday, so we're supposed to give some to him, so we're supposed to use our gifts. But we're supposed to do that all throughout the year. So your gifts may be singing. Your gifts may be playing an instrument, so we can see that and use it in some way. And maybe it's using it up here. Maybe it's using it in some other place. Maybe it's being able to visit someone in a nursing home who isn't able to come out and be here and play and spend time there. Maybe it's Dave Miller going to his parents who live at a assisted care facility, and not only playing for his parents, but playing there one time and then gets invited to come back every time he can because of the blessing that's there. Maybe it's baking. There's some people in here that bake and they enjoy doing that, and they can bless people just by sharing food in that way. Or you know what? And Ms. Giles, I heard you talk about this one time. I think one of the things, and I've heard recently a young mother say something about this. She said, you know, I grew up and my mom, because of the situation she was in, she was never able to teach me to cook. And I would love to know how to cook. And so, you know, there's sometimes that we can bake and we can give things, but there's some people that want to learn. So there's some people who may be actually able to take that gift and share it with each other, with someone else. And in doing that, we're sharing our gifts. And you know, I bet in the midst of that teaching, God shows up. And there's a relationship there, and there are things that are happening. Everyone, and I could continue to go on, but you think honestly about what your gifts are. You don't have to think yet about how you're going to use them, but think about what your gifts are. Think about 3 gifts you have. And it's not bragging. I'm asking you to do it. 3 things you can do and you can do well, or that you're gifted at. Think about that, and then I'll want you to pray throughout this coming year. God, how is it that you want me to use those for you? My guess is he'll come up with some ways that you couldn't have even imagined, and bless you and others in tremendous ways as well. So, following God's lead, giving to God. Now we kind of change gears a little bit. If we look at verse 12, it's near the end of the story, but there's a lot there. It says, and having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Now, why were they not supposed to go back to Herod? Herod had told them he just wanted to worship the Christ child. That sounded like a good thing to do. So why in the world wouldn't they go back and tell him? Because God told them not to. But Herod's the king. Herod said, come back and tell me. So shouldn't they listen to the king? But that had been revealed to them that there was deception going on. There was something that was happening that wasn't seen on the surface. There are things like that that are going to happen to every one of us in 2017. A lot of times we want to go and we just want to accept everything at face value. And if we do that and we try to do the best and we do it of our own will, of our own desire, of our own understanding, we're going to be tripped up. But if we daily go to God and spend time with God and follow God, whether it's a star or whatever it may be, God will help us to recognize those times that when something on the surface seems okay in a place we can go, God can help us to recognize when things are not as they appear. But we have to be willing to be on the same wave beam
God's Spirit has to speak to us, and we have to be willing to hear. That's a part of what can make a difference in our new year in 2017. But directly related to being aware of a deception is the Magi were willing to take a different path. We need to be willing to take a different path at times. Sometimes we get going and we're cruising and we're so pleased with where we're going and what's happening and we like it. Really, God? This is good. I like it here. And God's not going to force you. God's not going to take the wheel away from you and make you turn and go a different direction. But if we listen to God, we will end up more quickly where God desires us to be. So there are going to be times, each and every one of us, I can almost guarantee it, that if we're paying attention to God, some direction we're headed down in this new year, God is going to say, and it doesn't mean you've been doing it wrong. It could be that you've been following God's will, but God says, okay, now it's a different season. Now it's a different time. Now I want you to embrace a different experience, and God will want you to go in a different direction, and it may not be comfortable. But if we're listening, God is going to do that with each and every one of us. Now, if we don't, if we fail to see that, we're too busy doing our own thing, God's going to let us do that, and then we're going to find out after we've gone past the place we're supposed to break off, and there are going to be some consequences to that. We may miss out on some things, or it may take us longer to get to the place God wanted us to be. But if we're listening, even if we miss that, we'll have an opportunity most of the time. God still allows us to get to where God wants us to go if we're listening. But wouldn't it be so much better if we didn't have to do so many U-turns? That can make the difference in what 2017 can be like for us in terms of experiencing it to the full. And then the last thing I've got is to remember that God has a bigger plan. I don't care what you can come up with for your plan for 2017, even in praying about it and asking God to show us, we're limited in our human minds. But God desires for us something that's bigger than what we can see. And we need to be open to that. God gives us bits and pieces of it at a time, because He knows we can't handle it all. And then He helps us put it together in the way it needs to be. And if we get, in fact, if you take time now, this is the first day of the new year, if you reflect back over what 2016 was like, you can see blessings. You can see things that happened that you didn't know what influence or what results or what was going to happen of that. And not that God's going to reveal all that to you, but if you had known or paid more attention to God in some ways, it may have made a difference, at least some difference. I want for all of us to be more understanding of what God desires in 2017. To make it the year God desires it to be for us, and so that we continue to come to Him being a part of His kingdom, His servants. I'm going to ask the praise team, actually Melissa's going to lead us in our closing hymn. But as we have an opportunity both for the closing hymn of worship, as well as there'll be a time at the end where the praise team will play us out, you have your pink slip. Some of them, I don't know if all of them are pink, some of them may be orange, but I want you to do something, and this is for you and God. You don't have to bring it to me. If it's a thing you want to and it's a time of commitment, you can come forward, you can drop it in the offering plate if that's a way of committing you want to. But really what I'm asking is for you to take this sticky note, and I want you to consider what it is. And there are several things you might write down. You might write down what it is you're going to give God. Is there some way that you feel God right now leading you in terms of worship? Is there, maybe you write down those three things that you know you're gifted as, and you're just committed throughout the year for praying about those three things and being willing to allow God to use and direct that however He sees fit. Maybe it's that you know that Satan just has the ability, there's a weakness that you struggle with. And so you know that's a way that you get pulled off track. And maybe you just pray about that and say, God, I don't want that to be my Achilles heel this year. And so you pray about that, but then maybe you go a step beyond. You write down somebody's name that's going to hold you accountable for that. You go to them and you say, you know, I want to live differently this year. But I know that I can't do it by myself. God's going to help me do it, but I want someone else to help hold me accountable, and I promise you that'll make a difference. But don't just go to somebody that's always going to say, that's okay, you'll do better next time. Find somebody that really cares enough about you to call you on the carpet when you slip up and help you to get to a place you haven't been yet. Or maybe you just already know you need to be willing to take a different path in 2017 than what 2016 was. You might be able to describe specifically what that is, but this is your note for you to take, for you to put in your Bible, for you to put on your mirror, for you to put in your car, wherever it may be, as a reminder of the hope we have for 2017. Lord, I ask right now that you just speak to us. You move in our lives in just as powerful way as you did those magi. When the magi were drawn to you through the Christ child, it was a powerful experience that no doubt changed their understanding of who you are for an eternity. Lord, we desire that in our lives. Well, we come and we worship you, but Lord, it's more than just a token hour of our time where we come and we sing songs and we acknowledge who you are. Lord, we desire this to be a beginning, especially this year, of us giving ourselves to you fully and for you being able to touch our lives in a powerful way as well. So, Lord, we come now. We worship you by giving to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand together and sing.
Please open your hymnals to 113. We'll sing.